Okay, let's summarize the sugyas. Let me just outline where we're going, what we'll be doing. As we have seen, the sugya is a very challenging sugya, a lot of complicated, long tosis. Okay. Just from a chinuch point of view, person can successfully work through these tosis. He's trained himself how to work through a complicated tosis. After that, almost everything else is a pushover. Okay. And now, tosis is confronting a series of sugyas that seem, all the sugyas seem to contradict each other, and how to straighten out the sugyas, and how to arrive at a clear psak and make this consistent with all this other stuff. All we're showing had a challenge. What do we know so far about tosis? Know so far about tosis, or chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna. Every mechuy shayachli shova mishalem. There's a problem of nemonas hatainus. I come in with a taina, taina nemonas, comes in. Other person, he's nemon, how do we straighten it out? And in a motor b'mitzvah say echod, the toveya has more nemonas, but that's not enough to melt him on a mochset. You combine it with a heavy little meida, that's enough to melt him on a mochset. Shitas atosis. Shitas arrived, shitas atosis, shitas arosh. Okay. It's one thing we know. Now, then we get into, and that's, then we get into a whole issue of Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov Mishal, which is our sugya says asexual benayim. Tosus had to straighten out all the different sugyas which he brings. The yik of the sugya in Shavuos. The minute Tom comes up with the following idea. Enachanah. Everyone says we pass like Rav Baba Mitoch Shnei Yochel Lishov Mishal. It's not a question. What is the issue of a choshev? The issue of a choshev is a very simple issue. They made a takana about a choshev that he could not at all survive his situation, that could never borrow a penny, never do anything, never have business with anybody, couldn't function. And they made a takana. Otherwise, I borrow one shekel, someone can hold me up for a million. I'd have something like that. The man to call it Shenegon Nishla Benota. Okay, that's one thing. But Meikir at the end, he has to pay. So, now that's one nishba v'nota, and they're all the nishba, but they're a whole list of other nishba v'notas. And that's the Mishnah in Shulah's beginning of the seventh paragraph. Tosa says like this. What's halacha mitoch shnei yochel lishov mishalim? That was avish, that even though I'm a muchzik, motzmo chavir ol harayim. The Chi of Shulah says that the only way I have a right to hold on to my money, to my Swiss moment, is dependent on one thing. Swiss moment is dependent on my ability to swear. If I can't swear, I lose my Swiss moment. I lose my din mochzer, I lose my Swiss moment. He takes. Why? Because all the reasons, but the halacha is because having them made, I lose my Swiss moment. Okay. What is what is the halacha of a nishba v'nota? Halacha of a nishba v'nota is they flip the shua on the nota. Say the only schos moment you have to collect is through al yidei shua. So, what is the halacha? And it's a reverse situation. The reverse situation is very, very simple. Here, I have only a right to hold on to my money, and therefore, if I can't swear, I have to pay. I have no right to hold on to the money. The person has a right to take the money. So I have to pay. So I have no right to hold on to my money without a shvur. So I lose my schus moment if I don't swear. If I can't swear. So when do I lose my schus moment? I lose my schus moment if I don't know the situation. So that differential in their monas, gives me a. I have no right. I lose my right to hold on to the money. Okay. So I understand Tolz very well. Then, but nishba v'noto, I lose my schus. I don't get it schus moment until I swear. I can't swear. I'm a choshim. Too bad. That's part of the takon of nishba v'noto. I lost my schus moment except I day shua. Okay, Tosfos has a very balanced way of looking at things. Very, very balanced way of looking at things. Okay, but then he bumps into so. What is this halacha mitoch shayachol lishav mashalim? That's different. That's not a regular shua derabbanan. It's not a regular. It's halacha. There's a chiyuv shua deraisa. And they didn't give me my. And if I can't swear because I'm a choshud, means they didn't say okay, you hold on to your schos moment until he takes it. No, they flipped it around. We're taking that shua deraisa and putting it on him, and says, Enechanami, you have to pay. But he can't take without a shvua. So then we're stuck. And we're stuck. He has to pay, but he can't take. So what do you do? Put it on the table somewhere and just leave it there? What are you doing? Stuck. Okay, so Tosa says, so that's the pshar of Yachol. Why Yachol? So you could say, wait one second. I lost my muhsakas and he doesn't have a muhsakas. So no, if I am muhsak, I'm not a muhsak. So we know Tosas that Beis Amar Aleph says, if no one's a muhsak, you say, call Dalam Gwar. He doesn't say that. When you say, Yachlokum. So, or you could say something else. What do you do? There's a general machokas. Between general American culture, I don't know what it's about English culture, and the Torah. When you don't know what to do, what do? So halacha shevel tai sort of. Oh, you got to do something. Some people say, you got to do something. What is it? You know what you're doing? You don't know what you're doing. So general halacha shevel tai sort of. I gave an example. It's totally from a different area of halacha, but it just... it's a certain general approach. You have certain kabbonas you have to sprinkle on the mizbeach once. Certain kabbonas you have to sprinkle on the mizbeach four times. You have a cup of dam of sprinkle once. So if I sprinkle once, I'm yotze the mitzvah. I sprinkle twice, I have a baltosif, you're not allowed to add. Have another cup, you sprinkle. Then you have to sprinkle four times. If I sprinkle four times, yotz in the mitzvah. Sprinkle three times, the only was the mekayim in the mitzvah of the Baal Tigra. So someone takes the two cups and pours it together. You have one big cup now. So if I sprinkle once, so for half the dam in the cup, I'm mekayim in the mitzvah. The other half of the dam, if I don't do more, I'm Baal Tigra. I sprinkle four times. For half the dam, I'm mekayim in the mitzvah. For the other half of the dam, what's my situation? It's about tosif. So no matter what you do, you're stuck, right? So what's the halacha? Sheval taisos once. That's like Abayavirus. In many other situations, you don't know what to do. You leave it the way it is until you know what to do. Here, you leave it here. So why Yechol? So comes in the Gra and Shulchan Aruch says it's a knas. It's a knas because, and there's a difference between the knas here in Sadeh Zayin Amid Ben, and the knas and Tosas, Rabbi Tosas's version in Shavuos. Here is you begin with an impossible situation, and the only way you can solve it is with Bezdin, with a certain Takonah Rabbonah. There he says no. Two bad people, each one has to. So two thieves, each one should lose half. It's separate. It has nothing to do with this whole. But this is Rabbeinu Tam's approach. Now, but where's Rabbeinu Tam coming off of? He's coming off of Haigon. The Rif disagreed with Haigon. He says, no. We paskin, we talk shayu choli shava mashali. That Chazar Shul and Mechuyav. Well, we don't paskin like Rav Nachman and Rav Yossi. No, Rav Nachman's rejected. Rav Yossi's rejected that whole thing. In that sense. Now, what to do with this riff and how to go further with this riff, that's where all the Rishonim and the Talmidei riff got all a little. Begin with, let's take the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor understood the riff to be a very, very simple thing. There's a din of Nishba V'Nolta. And there are two types of Nishba V'Nolta. There's a din of Nishba V'Nolta without. With Min HaTorah, I should be able to collect. But drop on and I say, collect with a shul. What? For instance, I come in with a shtar. So if the shtar is 10,000 shekel, and I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. You owe me 10,000 shekel. Wonderful. And I collect. But I say, no, part of the shtar was paid already. You only owe me 8,000 shekel. So what I myself create a suffix in the validity of the shtar, because the shtar says you owe me 10,000. I can tie to 10,000, but I don't tie to 8. So then me, Minat Torah, should be able to collect the 8,000. No question. But the halacha, no, I haven't taken shuah, it's only 8,000. Said Nechbal, and Nechzal, have overwhelming evidence this person took money and I don't have enough riot to prove it, but it's the I don't have two aidim, but I have overwhelming circumstantial evidence. They may have to come in the case of Nigzal v'Nechbal, collect with the Shvua. The Emirat Torah, I can't collect, comes to Takon the Rabbanan, I can't collect. Says the Baal Amor. Very, very simple. Let's say the Toveya is a chashid, and he can't swear. So then the Rabbanan didn't make a takana, rely on the takana deraisa. That's an, and there's a very big difference between nishba v'nisr, nifba, there's a deraisa. You don't have nemonis, you have to swear or pay. That's one of them. Here's a takana Rabbanan, that for different reasons, to collect, you make you swear. You can't apply the Takana Rabbanan. So, it's before the Takana Rabbanan. Says the Baal Amor, and the Ramban agrees with him. So, has one halacha of Nishba, the halacha of Choshen, Nishba V'Nota, the halacha of Choshen, Nishba V'Nifta, two separate things. One has no shaykhus to the other. One is the Chiyuv Mammon. I have to pay because my tain is not a tain in Nemenis. Okay. I have a right to bolster my taina with a shul. If I don't bolster my taina, it's not a taina in MS. That's one halacha. And that's part of the din d'oraisa. It's a separate halacha. In certain circumstances, Chazal said, you want to collect, swear. That's where they could create a din shvua on this person. Where there's no din shvua on it, we go back to the d'oraisa. Baal Amor, Ramban. The Rambam and the Raiva take the riff in two opposite directions. Very simple. Yes. Ravid says as follows. Let's begin with the Rambam. Rambam is a little mystifying, like he generally is, but he says, listen, Chazal made a takana of nishba v'notel. When they made a takana of nishba v'notel, where did they begin? They said, you have a right to collect money. The rice is drabbanan on it. But the only schus moment you have is ayidei shvu. They didn't give that schus moment to a choshev. So therefore, the takana, there's takana A, and whether whatever the din d'oraisa is irrelevant. The din d'oraisa is totally irrelevant. The Chazal said, whatever the din d'oraisa may have been, now is a takana. You only get a schus moment, ayidei shvu. Only get a schus moment, ayidei shvu. So, but they didn't give that schus moment to a choshev. So you stay, you don't have a schus moment. You don't collect. Comes along. But that is where each one of that list in the Mishnah of Nishba v'Notas. Okay. But here we have Mitor Shanech Lishov Mashalim. Of Shneim Chshutim. So what is it? You begin with a Chashi. So he does not, his halacha swirope. But to protect him, what do? We're trying to protect him. We say, listen, in order to protect you, I'm going to make this person swear just to protect you. Where we can protect you, we can protect you. We can't protect you, we can't protect you. What's up? We're out to protect you where we can't protect you. It's a whole different situation. Whole different situation. We cannot protect you. We can protect you in most cases. In some cases, we can't protect you. Therefore, Mitor Shanech Lishov Mashal. Now, the problem that Rambam runs in is two. What about if you give a pikadon to a shomer who's choshed? And he can't swear a nishba v'niftar. So here the Ramah, and some people say the Ramban, I didn't see the Ramban inside. Ramah says, listen, what is it? The moment I took a pikadon, I owe one of three things. Object, money, shul. You can't swear, too bad. That's part of taking a pikadon, is you are one of three things. You can't swear, pay. So, and that's it, says the Rama. And the Rama says, no, don't pay. Don't pay. See the Rama? So anytime I give a pikadon to a shomer, El Choshen, what's the halacha? Halacha is, he walks off, he says, Nansu, Meisim Achmas Melacha. He walks off scot-free. Doesn't have to swear. Rama says, Hoya HaChoshen Shomer, V'ta'an she'oven ha'pikot, no nignav, en she'kenegdo yochol yishav, lito. Because he comes in with a tiny shema. Switching around. What's switching around? Why are you switching around? He doesn't know. I don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. Okay. So nothing to do. You can't flip it around. So the mafkid loses. But let's say the mafkid says, I saw you being shaleach yad. Come with a tiny bari. I saw you being a posher. I saw you left the windows and the doors open, and that's why the ganav got in. Oh, then he swears. Because then he can't swear. Sumam. What do you see from here, L'chora? Wait 1 second. What is that? That means, really, do we know that the object is gone or we don't know the object is gone? He times it was stolen. I come and say, listen, I saw you had the windows open at night and the doors are open. Everything was wide open. Do I know the object is gone? That depends whether or not it's only the ikishua and the bishusa or not. If the ikishua is shalom pashayti, both so you can flip it around. It's shayna bishusa, I have to come and say, I know it's not your shoes. Okay. That's a separate issue which we discussed today. But now, the question is to understand the Rambam. So here you have two opposite positions of the Magid Mishnah and the Gra. Magid Mishnah says like this. Ve'ani Omer. I'm going to say, no. According to the Rambam, there's a Din Rabbanan. They were out to protect the Choshet. And therefore, if a choshed ever took a pikat, the mafgid can hold him up, no matter what happens. It's stuck on it. It's a din d'rabbanan. Midorai senechanami. I agree. He agrees with the Ramah. Object, money, swear. Comes the growth, you'd have Frankel, rather than din d'rabbanan. So what's the din d'rabbanan? Din d'rabbanan goes like this. That I come in with a motive of mitzvahs or an eid echad. I come with a motive of mitzvahs and eid echad, and I say, you owe me money. So I have a tiny nemenis. What's your object? What's your job? To contradict me in a way that my tiny is no longer nemenis. So you can contradict me either in Mordav and Mitzvahs or in Eidach. You can contradict me, Lishbo. Otherwise, I'm Neman. Tiny Neman. If you can't contradict me because you're a Choshud, you gotta pay. Because I have a tiny Neman until you contradict me. Either I have a tiny Neman because I have an Eidach supporting me or because I'm you're a Mordav and Mitzvahs, my tiny Neman. I'm from a tiny. But in Shema, I don't have a time. What do I have? Maybe you're a Poshia, maybe you aren't a Poshia. So if I come and you can't swear and you say, I don't know if I was a Poshia, wait a second. We already know, Kol Yodainu Pshiyusi. Not knowing what the object is, not knowing what happened to the object, you're Machayev yourself, can you say you're a Poshia? So you have to swear. But you're willing to swear. But Bezim won't let you swear. Okay. So then comes along the Gra and says, wait a second. Unless there's a shua against him, he has no right to take the money. The rice he doesn't have to pay. The rice ain't a chanami. I owe you whatever I owe you. But I never gave up my nemonis. When do I lose my nemonis? When you have a tiny against me and I lose my nemonis. Then you have a tiny against me. But here, you trusted me. What do we say? At mehemnis. You trusted me. The moment you trusted me, and I'm willing to fulfill the trust you gave in me, the best moment let me do it, you trusted me. If you didn't trust me, you wouldn't have given me the pecan. So comes along the grunts and says, wait a second, not so simple. It has to be din d'rabbanan. It could be even a din d'oraisa. The Raiva jumps in here and says to the Rambam, wait a second, I disagree. We'll see, once we see where the Raiva is coming, we'll understand a little better where the Rambam is coming. The Raiva says, there's any mode that a note below shul. All the nishma of a notel, she said, he notel without a shul. What is every nishba? And he says it very explicitly in Kosev Shom. Every nishba v'noto, Chazal say, you have no. What is it? Well, there is a chiyav moment. Is a schus moment. They gave me a schus moment where I can swear. I swear. Where I don't swear. I don't swear. That if I have a shtar. What about if I don't have a shtar? What do I want? Let's take a look in the Kosev Shom, in the end of Shuas, in the Hasukas, and the Rif. In Ksubis, we'll see a little more detail. Now, Pogem Shtar is very key. The Rambam says, Pogem Shtar Choshen doesn't collect. What about, let's get to the case that was Malva Velova of Yosom and Minei Yosom. What does the Rambam say? How does he explain it? And he... And then what does he do with Pogem Shtaro by Yosef? A very subtle thing the Rambam did here. We have a very complicated thing, how to do with the sukkahs. Yisom and Yisom. So we have, on the one hand, it says, Einon Amora Shvul Abonav. Einon Amora Shvul Abonav. It seems Rashi begins as Susmoma. Susmoma, I have a Yidei Shvua. I can't give over to my Yorsha. Or has nothing to do with Toshin of Chulishav Mishan. Then Rashi turns around and says, that's because the Sugya said has to do with Toshin of Chulishav Mishan. So what's happening there? Rashi, within two lines, seems to contradict himself. Ram says like this, very straightforward, she says, follow his logic is perfect. Meis halo v'tchila. Well, let's begin. Malva, you have a malva. There's halacha shtorcha b'yodam maboy. I come in with a shtar. You owe me 10,000 shekel. So if I come in with a shtar and I say, you know, I'm not sure whether you owe me. I found the shtar in my papers, and I don't recall whether you paid me or didn't pay me. But I don't have any indication in all of my papers that you paid me. So, what do we tell him? Go home. Shtoruch of Yodam Maboy generally has to come with a taina. If I say, I'm not sure if you owe me anything, but I found this shtar in my papers, and I have no indication in all the papers I have that you paid me, No. Shtoruch of Yodam Maboy needs a taina. It's Nemon with a shtar. Sometimes a tain is nemon this way, that way. If I have a tain that you owe me and I produce a shtar, that's ironclad. Okay. Very simple. Then along comes what happens if the malva mace. And the children show up and say, listen, we're going through our father's papers, you owe money. You owe money. So Takonad Rabbon of Tanina, that all they have to swear is that we went through our father's papers and we have no indication it was paid, and we went through and we don't recall our father ever telling us that you paid. So here all of a sudden, I don't need a taina. I don't need a taina. What do I have? Either there's a din of Tanina, a bezdin taina is for me, or the shvua shelo pokad noab is a substitute for the taina, however. But I don't need them to taina. We know. And it's very different when the Yisomim come to collect than when the person himself comes to collect. The person himself comes to collect. I know you owe me money. So then, that's the first halach, Aleph and Beis. Beis halova tchila. No. Lova dies first. Wait 1 second. There's a halach that says that if I come to collect from a lova and I have a shtar and the lova has no clue of anything and the yorshim have no clue of anything, so what happens? The yorshim have no clue. The yorshim have no clue. So then, the Tachonid, but he has a shtar, and he says, you owe me 10,000 shekel. So halacha is, whenever I'm gover shelo b'fonov, they made a Tachonid Rabbanu after the initial of an altar. So what did they do? They say, even though normally your schus gviya is complete with a shtar, we said, no. Your schus moment is only a schus moment al yidei shvuah. That's it. You don't have a complete schus moment. So what happens then? So he's ready to, he can swear. What did he swear? Your father definitely owed me 10,000 shekel. No problem. Wonderful. But then the malva dies. Wait a second. So he doesn't have an absolute source moment. He has a limited source moment. His limited source moment is Alidei Shvuah. Well, maybe he can hand this over to his children. So what does our Gemara say? Eino de Morish Shvuah Labanov. So it could be I can only hand over a complete schus to my children, but not a partial schus, maybe. But that's not what the Rambam says. Rambam's like Rashi. Let's read what he says. Nischayev hamav lishov achach yito kamo shibiyarno. Then he says he has to swear, but he died. Kvameis veinu morish shvuah labonav. Why? Why can't he be Morish Shvuah to his children? Because such a schus moment doesn't go over. I'll give you a nafkamina. Because he says, She'ein v'chol lishova, shel nifra avim. They don't know what happened. That means, I'll give you an example. The Rambam has halacha in Yerusha that any person who has a communal position whatsoever, and he dies, he gives it over to his children. Okay. There's din Yerusha on every communal position you have. We learned that out from a melech. Okay. So that means, if you have a certain rav in a place, and he has a son who's a talmid chacham, he takes the shtala. You have a person who's a chazan in a shul. Chazan works for a tzibur. He dies. Son can take it over. What happens if the son has no voice? Can't sing. Can't sing. He can't sing. So it's either the Chus Yerusha. Chus Yerusha is only if I can put into effect my Chus Yerusha. If I can't put into effect my Chus Yerusha because I can't sing, so there's no Chus Yerusha. So what does the father have? He has a schus moment if he can swear. But he gives that over to his children, but they can't swear. So that's what Einar Morish Shvuah Labanav means. Why not? Because they don't know what happened. But let's say they worked with him in the business and know exactly what happened. Then I can't swear. It's not that it's a limited schus, can't go over the Yerush. That's the Itur, says. No, Rabbi says something else. Calls one, they can't swear, he can't give over that schus moment in the Yerush. Okay. He says. That is Rav and Shmuel. And maybe a dying will say, no, that's not what the Tarkana was. The Tarkana was that they have a shtar. And that is Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says, listen. A yoresh with a shtar only has to say one thing. Shlo pokad nuaba shlo. That's it. A yoresh with a shtar, he's coming in with an absolute. That's the beginning of it. Me ikarad din, we don't bask in that way. But since the Gemara didn't come up, okay. But what did Rav and Shmuel say? Rav and Shmuel said a very, very simple thing. But the next halacha. Ein donen midin ze l'cho hadom elo. Now, hovud lo lo sefala. What does that mean? So Rambam explains. Pogamish daromes. You have the following situation. And here you see the difference between chashud and yisomim. Pogam shtar omes. I come into Beis Din, I have a shtar of 10,000 shekels. You owe me. So, Beis Din says, ain't a chanami. Your taina would be a taina nemenis. But if you say it's only 8,000, so the shtar's not a whole 100% shtar, they got born and have to swear. That means we took away from you the Sus Mormon. When you made that tine of 8,000 shekel, so you undermine the nemonis of your tine. Because your shtarch of Yodom Aboy is together with your tine. Shtar says 10, you say 8. No, you undermine the nemonis of your tine. So you can only get the Sus Mormon when, if you swear. But then come in, but what happens? Your Yesomim come in to best. So their father has a shtar. Could they collect the 10,000? Yes. But it's very different when the Yesomim collect the 10,000 than when the father collected the 10,000. When the father collected the 10,000, he had to say, you owe me 10,000. So Shtroch of Yodom, my boy, worked together with his Taina. The moment he said 8,000, he undermined his taina. So therefore, there's a shvua. But let's say they come in, they can taina 10,000. Not because they're namon. In the case of your shim, you don't need their taina at all. They are yorish collects mikoa hashtar. So if they say 8,000, what, they've undermined their tiny is irrelevant. They don't know, if they say we don't know anything, we wouldn't know anything. Wait 1 second, Rabbi. So what do they have to do? They do the exact same thing they would do if they asked for 10,000. We don't know anything more about our father's business about that. This is one thing we know about our father's business, and that's all. Have they undermined it? They come in without an emoris at their time of Bechla. So there's nothing to undermine. So they collect the 8,000. Yeah.
In case the father came in already, and he was
that, I'm not sure. Hapogim Ishtaru. He took partial payment and died. It's not that he was in Bez and said swear, and then he died. He took partial payment and died. I'm not sure. No. What would be in that case? It would be then you say, I don't know. But if he just took partial payment and died, and then the Yorshim come in, you're not depending on the Taina. So they can't undermine the Nemonis of the Taina. I believe that. And that's the whole difference between Choshev. What is a Choshev? A Choshev comes in. And he says, 8,000. Wait 1 second, Rabbi says, what was the takana de Rabbanon of Pogam Shtaro? We took away your nemonas. We need your nemonas, except you have to build it up with a shul. You can't build it up with a shul. Tough luck. Go home. But here we have a situation, we don't need their tatayin at all. So they didn't undermine their nemonas. There's nothing to build up with a shul. All they have to do regularly is some. We don't know what happened to our father's business. That's it. Because the shtroch of b'yad ma'boy is a whole different shtroch of b'yad ma'boy. Kach niru l'fi anis daikin. Shita sarama. Okay. Now, this is certain details in the Raivah. I still have to figure out myself. The next sugya comes in, we come in to Rami Bar Choma. And Tosas begins with the Gemara Bava Kama of Erev Parshas Kosev Kam. Let me just give you a general introduction. There's a halacha of Moda V'mitzas. Ki Huzeh. Where is Ki Huzeh stated? In the Parsha of Shomrim. But we apply it outside of the Parsha Shomrim. I say you borrowed 100, you say 50. Why? Or says Erev Parshas Kosevka. What does Erev Parshas Kosevka say? So Rashi has a very unique shita. Take these words and take it out of the Parsha Shomrim and put it into the Parsha of Kesef Tal V'Sami. They don't belong here. You know, cut and paste. Basically, it's a cut and paste. Rashi has a cut and paste operation. Cut it from here, put it there. Very strange sheet. Okay. That's number one, Rashi says. Number two, Rashi says something else that causes interprets it one way and jumps on him for it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Mipnei ma amra Torah morat mitzvah hatayna yishava. Gemara ba matziya daf gimel omid alef. Gimel omid beis, where's the gimel omid beis? What is the bat? What is the bat? What is the basis for? Where is it here? Mimnei Ma'am Matur Moses and Tani Yeshava. Here, look. Right, where is it? What? Bottom Gimel Amar. Oh yeah. Omer Rabba. Mipnei Ma Omer Torah Moda Mitzvah Satani Yishava. Chazoka Ein Odom Meitz Pana Bifnei Bar Chova. V'hai B'kula Boda Nichra. He should have said zero. V'hodu Lo Kasher. And why didn't he say it? Mishum Ein Odom Meitz Pana Bifnei Bar Chova. Vahai Bukulu, and he should have admitted the whole thing. Vahai Delo Ode Ishtamut Akadam Ishtamut Mine. So he's playing for time. So Vahad the whole Havali Zuzu Parayana. I'm Rachmon and Roman Shura, like here, Lude. Don't say it? Okay, it's fine. So, his Hodor makes him create some suspicion. There is what to talk about, it's not, there's nothing to talk about. Now, Rashi says, he's giving a guy a donation. No. Kulbodhitama, Rashi says something, and Reb Chaim is going to build a tremendous amount on this Rashi. Mega the Khoshamamona Khoshashwas. Well, near me we shouldn't. I accuse him of no. Okay. Now, if you take a look at Rashi in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi has the following. Right, the Gemara says as follows. By milva, I say this. Avo gabe pikotin meyuzu meyuz. In case of pikot, why havo? I did him a favor. I loaned him money without interest. Okay, so I'm not gonna tell him a bold faced lie. But in pikotin, I'm doing him a favor. I'm watching it for him. I'm doing him a favor. So it's not he did me a favor by giving him money. I did him a favor by taking pikotin. So therefore, we don't have the halacha of Enamos Paras Malchol. Says Rid Rashi, Erev Parshas. Pasuk, this pasuk, Shimi Parshas Acheres. It doesn't belong here. It belongs in Kesef Talmud. Why? Could the rabbi, I'm ain't on the mayor's point of Bnei Zesha Solo Tov. He did me a favor. If I didn't, I wouldn't have done. Okay. I'll pick cotton. Then can't talk with males and males. I feel cough of a cooler. Ram Yishua. Rachman Yishua. Okay. This is Tosus accuses Rashi of saying that if I come up to you and I say, not you borrowed money from me, you took a pikadon from me. And you say, I didn't take a pikadon from you. Then you chayav a shvua like Moda B'mitzvahs. That's Tosas accusation against Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam and Tosas, that can't be. We'll see if Rashi is guilty as accused or not. Take a look in Shir Ben Achama Levi, Baba Kama Daf Kozai. That's the first thing, just to get started. Now, we've had some very complicated sugyas. This Tosas may seem complicated, but it's not. It's very straightforward, just going through a whole bunch of things. There are basically 2.5 sheets in this. Let me just outline what it is. There's what Tosas accuses Rashi. That's why I say half a sheet. Reb Chaim says the accusation is unfounded. Tosas rounds Rashi with 10 different Gemaras plus. Reb Chaim said Rashi couldn't go against those Gemaras. That makes no sense. And he shows how Tosus' accusation against Rashi is unfounded. Okay. Then there's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a very unusual shita. I give you a pikadon, and you take the pikadon. And you come back and say, Nansum. So everything we've been learning since the beginning of the year, Nansu, I have to take a shur. Rabbeinu Tam says no. No? Yes, Rabbi Shach, you're shocked. Rabbi Shach, you're shocked. Okay. Is it not true? Not true. Not true. Why isn't it true? Because the parsha Shur Sashom says ki yuse. It's not taken out and it's not cut and paste. It's copy and paste. Okay? So what is Shur Sashom? It always requires a motive of mixtures. I gave you two objects and one I agree on and the other one I say Nansu. Is a mode of a mix. What's the mode of mixus? Peshaitibo? I agree, I owe you a form. Or I agree it, and here it is. No. But if you just come with one object and there's no hodor whatsoever, there's no shvas hashem. And as we've seen, pe'echod, every region in the world is against us. Look. But they go like Rashi. It's cut and paste, not copy and paste. But no one agrees with Tosas' accusation against Rashi. And the question is, if they agree with Rashi that it doesn't belong to who's here and it belongs somewhere else, so why don't you bump into Rashi's problem? So Tosas solves it simply for Rabbeinu Tosas by saying Rashi said what he did because of the gear, so we don't agree with the gear. Comes along Reb Chaim and shows how every other Rishon would have learned the sugya and different. And it's a very straightforward sugya, very straightforward Tosas. It's none of the whole complications that we've had until now. It's just a very straightforward thing. We'll finish it quickly. But I just outlined exactly how all the Rishonim end up with what Mitoshan and Chulishon Mashan and how that fits in with everything we've seen until now.